continue to feature the voices of local activists who are fighting for racial justice. In just the first few days of the year, the Kenosha County District Attorney announced the officer who shot Jacob Blake in the back won't face charges. That shooting sparked unrest and days of protest in Kenosha after it happened last summer. Two protesters were killed. The first days of 2021 also saw hundreds of rioters storm the nation's capital, forcing lawmakers to run for cover. Five people were killed. WUWM's Mayon Silver spoke to several local activists to hear what they've gleaned from these events.
Ajumu Butler is founder of Heal the Hood Milwaukee and a lifelong Milwaukeean. He describes his experiences taking to the streets in Milwaukee at the start of local racial justice protests.
What ended up happening was, and we were going towards the Wauwatosa type area. The police, oh my God, they met us with so much tear gas. And I mean, you can imagine at this point, we were more so in the residential areas. And so, I mean, it's blocks and blocks of cars versus and people. And I may have been 3 to 4 blocks back from where the police were at, but we could smell the tear gas. You know what I mean? We rolled the windows up. We could smell the tear gas. I mean, that's just how thick it was. You could see the smoke, the chaos, the lights. One of the first nights we were out here protesting, this was like when everything kind of first happened. So we're talking about less than 10 days into the 200 plus days. A good friend of mine, her and her fiance were driving to come down to the protest, and they got hit with spike strips. Totaled all four of their cars. They had to get that dealt with. I know several people who have been shot in their face with a rubber bullet, shot in their face and their behinds and their arms, the chest. I know several people who have been roughed up and scuffed up by the police.
Then Butler explains why watching the scene at the U.S. Capitol unfold disturbed him on many levels.
I'm like, as a black man, if I drive out here with my seatbelt, you know, incorrectly put on, I'm liable to get shot up by the police. Okay. Our sister Sandra Bland, may her name live on forever. That was a taillight situation. Our nephew, may his name live on forever, Tamir Rice, 12 years old, gunned down playing with a BB gun. Obviously between I and you, we can name 7,000 of these situations and instances where people of color for significantly less than storming the White House with pipe bombs and weapons and, so on and so forth. And so just looking at it, like it's extremely frustrating to know that this is the country in which we live in right now. It's extremely frustrating. We are in a country right now that does not value black lives. It just is what it is. And so that's why we chant Black Lives Matter. Especially with going on here in Milwaukee, we have so many non-people of color supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement. And I'm so appreciative of them because they can see beyond the blanket statement, Black Lives Matter, and they understand what that cry for representation and for equal fair treatment in this country really means and looks like.
Butler says his work with Heal the Hood is geared towards helping the next generation move through racial trauma.
It's heavily based in social-emotional healing and helping people to overcome those barriers that stop us from forming healthy relationships, that stop us from forming healthy connections, healthy self-esteem, so on and so forth. And so in my mind now, I'm looking at a black child who spends the majority of their time watching TV or on social media, seeing people of color gunned down, how we just said, for less than, significantly less than storming the Capitol. But then we get people who are non-people of color do this heinous terroristic act and nothing happens in a literal sense. And so now I'm thinking of the trauma that child of color is going through, the fear that child of color is going through to know that their life is invaluable. This is what goes through the minds of people of color nowadays.
Butler emphasizes that local protesters have been demonstrating continuously for change and justice since May 29th, after a Minneapolis police officer killed George Floyd. He says he stays connected to the protest movement even when he's not able to be physically there.
And I actually just donated a bunch of money to the protesting because I haven't been out here as active as I would like to be. So I just donated a bunch of gas cards. I gave them several hundred dollars in gas cards because I know, you know, protesting for hours, days on end, obviously we need gas in those cars. And so if I can't be out there directly, I still want to support the movement wholeheartedly and love on the movement wholeheartedly. I take my son out there with me sometime. Me and a couple of my brothers, we go out. I take my nephew with me, and I take the young ones because I need them as young black boys to know the power in using your voice. I need them to understand the importance of being the voice of the voiceless.
Butler says there's inequalities not just in policing, but in the criminal justice system as a whole. He points to the Kenosha District Attorney's decision not to charge Officer Rustin Chesky for the shooting of Jacob Blake, which left Blake paralyzed.
I could have told you what the decision was going to be in my sleep. You know what I mean? This is one of the most more obvious things when you're dealing with the criminality element of America. There have been a million cases where you take people from with similar crimes, whether it be burglary, robbery, homicide, drug-related, domestic violence-related. If there is a difference in that skin tone, there will be an obvious difference in how that situation is handled, treated, judged, trial, so on and so forth. So, no, I mean, I absolutely wasn't surprised at it. At this point in time, for anybody who may be surprised at verdict as such, I'm surprised at them. You know, we're in a country that has not for a very long time valued the lives of people of color, women of color, LGBT community, so on and so forth, the disabled community.
Butler says to see officers charged in Wisconsin and throughout the states would be a shift in accountability that he would appreciate.
I'm not a fan of police. Being a young Black man growing up in the inner city of Milwaukee, I'm not a fan of police by far. But as a man, I do understand what the true essence of police officers are here to serve and protect law and order, so on and so forth. There are a lot of police officers right here in the city of Milwaukee who look just like me, come from the same communities as me, and they saw the route of police officering to, you know, help make the world a better place. And I respect that and I honor that. But in a broader sense, I have no love or no respect for the badge. I just honestly don't. And so for me to see police officers, for one, that'll be something I've never seen in my lifetime. I'm 29 years old. I mean, I might have saw it a couple of times where, you know, police might be charged. But I can remember as far as back as Amadou Diallo in New York, he was shot like 50 plus times. You know, nobody was charged in that situation. It was all a trained use of force, you know, in different terminologies like that. So that would mean a lot to me. That would mean that I can have some sort of potential, maybe chance that if I get gunned down by a police officer, you know, justice will be served.
Ajimu Butler is the founder of Heal the Hood Milwaukee. He spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver. Mayon spoke with two other activists from Milwaukee and Kenosha. You can hear their perspectives on the racial justice movement at WUWM.com.